This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We had the CEO of Hearst on the program yesterday talking about, among other things, the decline of and dismal situation that local news is in, Hearst being a big newspaper company. The classic ad-based business model papers have relied on for basically ever, right? They just don't work anymore. But there are some digital news outfits trying to make it with a new model by going hyper-local. From WHYY in Philadelphia, Laura Benchoff reports.
28-year-old Tom Sofield dreamed up what would become his digital news startup back when he was in community college, taking journalism classes.
We started like an online blog for a class, and people started reading it, so it was kind of accidental.
After school, he got a job for a digital news company called Patch, but he held on to the idea of starting something of his own. Sofield grew up in Lower Bucks County, just north of Philadelphia. That's where one of the first planned suburbs, Levittown, is located. These tightly packed communities with cul-de-sacs and cookie-cutter houses turned out to be the perfect place to start a local news website.
I looked at how many local businesses there were. And then I looked at the population, the income, and Levittown seemed to be that sweet spot where there was still a lot of small local businesses.
Those businesses equaled potential advertisers, and the population density, readers. His first site, levittownnow.com, is 6 years old. It averages more than 700,000 page views a month, and while he won't give specifics, Sofield says it's profitable. Even so, he recently reorganized, cutting 2 full-time reporting positions. So while he refers to his business using the word we...
When you say we, there's one person?
Yeah, so right. So me and... So we have a business manager part-time.
And freelance reporters. He says that provides more flexibility. Staying small keeps costs down, but new and old media companies alike are still grappling with how to make money.
So many of these startups are still supported by advertising, and we know that advertising is not a growth area for news.
That's Stephanie Murray, a professor who researches local journalism at Montclair State University. Big tech companies like Google have been gobbling up ad dollars and making billions of dollars a year passing along local news content. So many of the new local digital outlets are looking to diversify their revenue streams through things like events.
These are your drink tickets.
All right.
And these are your wristbands.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
On a warm, cloudless Saturday, journalist Kevin Tierney is holed up in a bar in Conshohocken, another Philadelphia suburb. He's running a Mexican food-themed bar crawl called Tacohocken to support his news and opinion site called More Than the Curve. It's named after a nearby bend in the highway. Tierney charged $20 a ticket and convinced a local company to sponsor the event. Attendees get 1 free drink and cheap tacos. He says in addition to advertising and readership goals, the company is always looking for new ways to leverage its name and local connections.
We have on top of that, obviously, the events like today. We also do merchandise. We do something called Town Cards.
That offers card carriers discounts at local restaurants and businesses. Tacohocken participant Patricia Powell is hanging out with friends at a restaurant called Tierra Caliente. She says she looks to More Than the Curve for information about new real estate developments and what's going on with the borough council.
It's fun to read the comments on the different posts and get some local news because it's so local. I don't really know any other way that I would get it.
The dollar tacos are just an added bonus. In Philadelphia, I'm Laura Benchoff for Marketplace.